What's up, stoners, stonettes, stonettes? We're back for another bonus episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, your bongs, your papers, your pipes, where the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit. Pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high.
What's up, JP?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, 70?
Hi.
Hi. What kind of mood are y'all in today to get these responses?
I'm in a hey kind of mood.
I don't know if I like that mood. It's creeping me out a little
bit. I like it. It's not pedophile-y or rapey.
What?
And well, say, like, I'm of age. It'd just be rapey.
It's not rapey, dude. If anything, you'd be the one trying to rape me. We talked about this before, dude.
Wait,
what?
I don't think
No, what?
I don't remember this conversation.
Yeah.
But regardless, like, no, like, somebody smaller can rape somebody bigger. You can put something in my drink.
Yo, you know what's funny? Is I did them. I watched a movie on Netflix called Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves in it.
Was it good?
How hard did he knock?
It was good, but these two strange chicks just came in and like strange held him hostage and raped him, like, for real.
Were they ugly?
So you guys can be raped too. I saw a trailer of it, and it wasn't that they looked ugly per se.
And they destroyed his house and all that shit.
Very slobby. Because they were eating in this trailer and just had like food all in their mouth and shit. Like,
that's the gross.
Yeah, it looked gross.
Man.
I knew it had to be a scary movie just because these girls' faces. Or like, not a scary movie. What would be the right one? Like, more like a thriller.
Yeah.
Who'd you say was in it?
Keanu Reeves. I don't know who.
Dude, for some reason, man, I was picturing Jeff Gordon.
What?
Who even knows what Jeff Gordon looks like?
I do, for some fucked up reason.
I do, unfortunately.
I don't even know what he looks like. Like, I've seen him before, but like, I don't just know what he looks like.
I shouldn't know what he looks like.
You really shouldn't.
My grandpa was a Jeff Gordon fan.
Mainly my dad hated Jeff Gordon. He probably called him the F word that you're not supposed to say these days.
Is NASCAR still a thing?
There was a whole song made about him being gay. It was great.
Did you relate to it?
No, it's funny though. The fuck?
Gay people feel other gay people shit. You know.
Jeff Gordon's gay. He must be gay.
I don't even remember that. But I do remember my dad saying that about him. It's election time of year, guys.
Oh, man. I know, dude.
That's all we're fucking hearing about.
Yo, I went to the tax office this morning, bro, and I've never in person seen a line so long in my life, dog. Like, there were people. It was like a double line, bro.
But nearby is on my.
There, it was at the building right next to the tax office.
Word.
For the early voting, I guess. And, dude, that shit was insane, bro.
Yeah, I can see why people would mail in their vote. Like, I want to see.
I feel like there's too many room for errors if you mail in your vote, though. I don't vote, but, like.
There is, but.
It could be fucked with.
Somebody
can pay off the mailman.
Yeah, I mean, things can happen, but like, what are we going to do? Assume that the mailman goes through each piece of mail and only finds the ones that he's cool with and then somehow seals them back and sends them on their way? Like, when a mailman throws away ballots, which, I mean, it has happened, but it's like you're throwing away both sides.
What if he just looks at the people's houses and judges who they're going to vote for?
Well, yeah, that's true too, I guess. If you got a Trump sign or a Biden sign or something, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I think the day's going to come where we can vote on our cell phone.
Ugh.
Why not? You put in your Social Security number. Like, every Social Security gets one vote. Some shit like that.
Dude, that's too, like, future-y for me. I ain't with it, bro. I ain't even made it past the iPhone 7, dog. Like, you know how I am with technology, bro. It just ain't there for me.
I feel like more so this year than any other year before, it's like, you don't even want to admit that you're not voting, almost. Because I'm not.
Why? People get mad, dog.
There is more of a push this year to do it than any other year. I don't know if part of that's just me and my Facebook is getting older.
Nah, I be seeing that shit on Instagram.
Word. Yeah, man, it's just...
A lot of people are changing up size, too, I noticed. Like, I don't think this has anything to do with what I just said, but you see that picture Wayne posted with Trump?
Yeah. I had my own feelings about that.
What are your feelings?
Okay, so the headlines, Wayne endorses Trump, right? That's the headline. That's what everybody's saying. You know what the article said, though? Wayne seemingly told us his political stance. He didn't endorse Trump.
Isn't that an endorsement, though, saying that you're going to vote for somebody?
He didn't say he was going to vote for him. See, that's what they want you to believe. He had a conversation with him. And it was about the Platinum Plan, which is supposed to be like some kind of plan that helps black and minority people. They had a conversation, just like Ice Cube had a conversation with him recently.
Word, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't say vote for him. He said we had a good conversation. They took a picture.
Word.
I saw the tweet in real time, and I knew that shit was about to damn pop off the way it did. And people
You see Wayne when he posted it? You see what he said?
Yeah.
Dude, like, I looked at some of the comments, bro. Everybody was hating, talking about he just lost a pen. I was like, it's really that serious?
It is.
Why?
Politics will really fucking bring out the light.
Because it's gang. Like, that's what I be talking about. Like, people say, people don't get it. But that shit is just gang mentality. It's tribal mentality. It's whatever you want to call it.
For the people that are a part of it.
Yeah.
But you're just for one side. You really can't even respect the other person's opinion.
Some people.
You're with this dude because you like this. They're with that dude. They like that, so fuck them because they like that.
Part of that social media, because in person, we get along. We don't even ask half the time. And at one point, it was considered rude to even ask. Like, you just didn't talk about who you were going to vote for.
Makes sense.
And like,
that seems like the world I want to live in.
It's social media, man, where we talk about everything. We share our feelings about everything. We have opinions on everything. And we have a place to share them.
Can we go back to MySpace days, please? Everything was fun on MySpace.
Scientifically,
we
can't.
Could fucking...
You still have the same post.
Man.
I mean, not unless we time travel.
I mean, that would be different.
I would love to time travel.
But, like, just changing platforms ain't going to change how people are now.
Is MySpace still a thing?
It is, but it ain't shit now.
Wait, what did I just ask?
Is MySpace
space my thing?
CD?
I think I could handle people's attitudes a little better if I could add a background to my Facebook. That's all I'm saying. And some music. Which I can add music, but...
Let's see, that shit's too complicated, man. I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know how to use half these filters, bro.
your Gen Z is showing.
No, actually, I don't have a title.
That is showing. Your no title is showing. He said he don't know how to use filters.
Some of them. I know the ones.
You said his Gen Z is showing?
Yeah. Isn't he a Gen Z?
No, I don't have a title.
But regardless, let's say he would. Like, what?
Because, I mean, these
they would know how to use filters.
Gen Z is from 99.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. They would.
Millennials ends in what, 95 or 96?
Something like it.
I was born in 97, so I don't have a title. I'm one of those cool guys.
One of those weirdos, apparently. You don't even exist.
Dude, I...
Do you even have a social security number?
Bro, I got all the social security numbers.
Exactly.
I have all the existence.
All the existence.
I am existence.
hear you, man.
For me.
JP's like the fifth element over here or something. What the fuck?
You can write in Kanye West.
I'm good. I don't want to write in Kanye West. Why would I write in Kanye West?
Because God told him to.
Can you really vote for him?
You can. You can write him in.
As who?
As Kanye West.
As what?
President.
What side? I mean.
Himself.
So he's not either side?
No.
So then what is he?
He's Kanye West.
That's it?
That's it. Vote for him. 2020.
Do y'all really think Kanye would be a good president?
No. I don't think he... Okay, so I watched his Joe Rogan interview, and he said he feels like God has pushed him to do this. He thinks that he's answering God's will. He said that even if he feels like he doesn't win this time, then it's still his future. Like, it's what he's meant to do, he feels like.
Hey, I mean, you never know. It could be.
You don't know, so he could be right. I wonder if he's misled. I don't know if he can mentally handle it, although I will say by the end of the interview, I started liking some of his answers. I mean, this interview showed Kanye is a complicated man.
Is his first name really Kanye?
I don't know.
So I was thinking, what if it was like Barry?
What?
Possibly too complicated to be president. Like, he thinks a lot of things at once, and it, to me, I feel like somebody that thinks quite like he does,
they probably have a breakdown.
Could have a breakdown also, which I feel like he's done before. But I was also going to say it might take a little extra time to really rationalize the thought and make sure that you're really, you know, got thinking clearly and like, you sure you want to go through with this. Because he thinks so much so quick off, like he's having a conversation. He says one word, and that one word can take him somewhere else so quick. And he showed that a lot in that interview.
Oh, like he rambles?
Yeah.
It happens, but, yeah, I don't think he could be a good president at all, bro.
Yeah.
This whole, dude, there would probably... I don't even remember what I was about to say. Yeah, I got Strain of the Week.
What's up?
Forgot about that.
Well, hold on. I was going to see if you I know you don't even enjoy podcasts, but I was going to see if you get through that first hour, just because I wanted you to hear how he was talking about how he was led. And I do believe that shit does happen, but I want to see how you thought about how he talked about it. Because he is egotistical, and he admits that. But he also talks about putting his ego aside to listen to God, so he believes.
I will say, didn't he already put his ego down, or has he still not?
I mean, he's still just...
Has he gotten better?
Yes.
Because it's step in the right direction.
Or at least it seemed like it in this interview. I would say yes. A lot of it seemed like he knew what he was talking about. That's why I wanted you to listen to it. But some of it makes you question. Like, you might still be a little misled by your ego. Like, President of the United States is huge.
Yeah.
I feel like most people are pre-politicians, except for Trump.
Are pre-politicians?
I feel like they're normally some kind of politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Before
usually.
Presidency.
Yeah, usually.
Except for Trump, and he like the first one that was not.
Yeah, like they say Reagan, because Reagan was an actor, but he at least became a governor before he became a president.
That's a politician.
Yeah, it is a politician. But he was an actor before he was governor, so some people still use that, but he's like, he was still a governor before president.
I don't see how people get into it, bro.
I've tried. That's why, I don't know, man. Like, if I was going to vote, I'd vote third party, and people would tell me I wasted my vote anyways. And I just don't know enough.
So let's start anybody. A cult, bro.
We'll get back to
Yo,
that.
Yo, we're starting a cult for third parties, all right? You're going to join our cult and then vote for third parties. Of your choice.
What else does our cult do?
What do you want it to do, dude? We have a whole universe of...
Yeah, we gotta use this to our advantage.
If you disobey, you will kill yourself.
You had to throw that in there somewhere. You just want... You want a cult that kills people somehow.
Nah, dude. But, like, you're not gonna know that you're killing yourself. You're not even gonna know that that's what's gonna happen. Like, you're gonna be fully aware that it's a cult. Like, but, okay, but you're gonna be cool with it because it's such a great thing. Right? Like, you're consenting to everything.
No.
And, like, if you do some bad shit, you know what's gonna happen, but you don't know when it's gonna happen. Could be a year from after you're done.
How do you feel about this? You joining a cult?
No.
To vote third party?
Yo, I'm so nice, dude. And you're like, kinda not. We would make some bomb ass cult leaders, dude.
Not.
We got the
cop, bad cop going.
Yeah.
I actually think I'm a pretty nice guy. Like, I'm the nicest person I know.
You're nice in a dicky way.
I'm the nicest person I know. That's all I know.
Dude, I'm nicer than you.
I mean, that's a hard bargain. Like, I don't know, man. It's hard to be nicer than me.
I don't think so.
It's not.
You're nicer than Stephanie.
What?
For sure. You're mean as fuck.
I helped you make a whole salad the other night. Brandon would never.
Okay,
she's
okay.
They can bring up one
Hold
instance.
On. If I'm going to be honest, I do have to I can't let her give herself partial credit. She didn't help me make a salad. She made the salad for me.
Yeah, but she's the type that brings up that one instance.
And how many times have I fed you, JP?
Because you were feeding the
Brandon
house.
Brandon would
had
never.
Leftovers.
Right, you don't
Brandon
even
bought
order
the
cheese
food.
Pizza.
I forgot.
You would never remember the cheese pizza. I remember the cheese pizza every time.
Every time.
Oh, God. Okay. The cheese pizza.
You're nice when you want to be, though.
I just have an attitude problem sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing here?
But
that
I mean,
look,
as a whole, we like you, so it's okay. That's all that matters, right?
As a whole, I hope Brandon likes me. He fucking married me.
Yeah, I usually do. I always love you, but I usually like you.
It'd be like that. It really, really be like that, dude. That's how it's supposed to be, though. Yo, so they made a new kind of beer, bro.
What kind? I still want to try this helium beer that I saw a video of one time.
Is that real?
I mean, I don't know that you could buy it on the shelves, but...
No, I mean, because I think I looked it up. I don't remember what.
It's supposed to be some kind of German shit, though, I think. Okay, what were you trying to say? My bad.
I think it was Yingling.
Yingling? What about it?
They made a beer with Hershey's.
I can't mix alcohol and sweet. Well, maybe that's...
Beer sweet wouldn't really be sweet, though.
Yeah, no, I might could do that. But Yingling and Hershey. Strangely, I could see it.
I should pick up a six-pack. Try it. We sell them at Spinks, dude.
Yeah. I can see it. I'll try it. Do you put it down in the bottle, or how do you do it? Do it. Take a bite, take a swig.
Nah, it's just a beer.
Oh, it's a type of beer?
Yeah.
Like, it's already, like, the flavor is supposed to be a mix, what you're saying?
Yeah. What do you think I was talking about?
You put a Hershey in down.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's what I was supposed to think. Basically what you said. Sort of.
I said there was a beer made. Yingling made a beer with Hershey's.
Yeah, I heard like Yingling and Hershey's, you know. So you sort of said it.
Dude, I don't even know, bro. Yeah, pull up Google, dude. Stephanie, you got your phone? Pull up Google.
Okay. What's up?
Right now. All right, so we can go to this place. Look it up. It's called UFO Welcome Center in South Carolina, or in SC.
Shit, it's in South Carolina?
Yeah. I look at the images. I was reading up on it the other day. Somebody invented it and laid it out, and it's open in case any body stops, so they got a place to stay.
So what is it? Tell people what it is, what we're looking up.
It's a UFO welcome center in Bowman, South Carolina. So I don't think, I was reading up on it. I didn't read.
It's just one building.
Yeah.
That looks like a UFO.
And you can go in and shit.
Do they claim it to be a real UFO?
No. Nah, he just made it. A dude made it in case any aliens decide to stop so they would have a safe place.
The fuck? this set of a rickety spaceships are prepared to give alien travelers
the
a
dude's
place
name
and
was
go to the bathroom. And the go to the bathroom.
The dude's name was Jody Pendarvis that made it.
This is interesting. Do you think they would stop there? Like, oh, this is nice. Like, go to the bathroom, they're like, the fuck is it? How do I use this?
I don't think they would not stop there. But
you think they would just like use it like welcoming, like, we come in peace, where's your bathroom?
Dude, it's only 2.5 hours away.
And we can just visit it?
Yeah. Because he made it out of nothing.
We should. We should go visit it, I guess.
We definitely should, dude. Get high as fuck and go to some alien shit, dog.
How much of it can you see from the inside, though?
How much of what?
Like, they got stairs that walk up to that little spaceship area.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't want to just walk to a front desk.
No, it's not like a place like that. It's just like an open place.
I'm curious. UFO Welcome Center. If aliens need to rest or to use the bathroom, they need to look no further. What was the you had a strain of the day?
Oh yeah. So okay, first of all, dude, I need to ask you guys a question, all right? What's
it? You make everything difficult. Like, it is strain of the day.
Just
week.
Yeah.
Episode. Some shit like that.
Just be honest with me, bro. Stephanie, just be honest with me. I just gotta ask you a simple question. So like, how do y'all feel about getting funky?
I don't know how to answer that.
Like, wavy?
Yeah, just getting funky.
Like, I assume, like, the 70s, and you're dancing probably on hallucinogenics.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't really got to be on anything to get down.
Disco.
Just, yeah, get funky. How y'all feel about it?
I don't understand your question.
Either you with it or you ain't. You dig the funk or you don't dig the funk?
I don't dig the funk.
That sucks. What about you, Stephanie?
We need the funk.
Yeah.
Give us the funk.
Oh, we want the funk. Gotta have that funk. Yo, you with it then, right, Stephanie?
I don't know. I'm scared.
I need your answer so I can proceed.
Define
You're definitely not with the funk. No, basically cool
funk.
Partying.
She's with
shit.
The funk. Alright, so it sucks for you, Brandon, Stephanie. I'm glad you're with the funk, because this strain of the week is the funk strain.
Word. I still feel like she lied. She's definitely not with the funk.
Nah, dude. She'd be funky. Nah.
Nah.
Look, man, she already mad because it's 9:30 and we're doing this podcast and we're only 25 minutes in.
Yo,
yeah,
stop.
Why would you do that on the podcast?
Is that going to be a headache?
And that's the noise you make for a headache? And you want everybody to know that that's the noise you make for headache.
Oh, yeah, dude. You don't even want to hear the noise I make when I nut.
I don't. I don't, but I think you just made everybody not want to.
It'd be like that. I mean, who really wants to hear somebody, dude, nut?
No, like, when we have female listeners, like, you probably just made them not want to. Is it more high-pitched than what you just said was?
Dude, to be real, man, I don't even make any noises.
No, we don't need you to be real. We just need to talk about it right now.
Okay.
Funk strain.
It is indica-dominant hybrid, 70% indica, 30% sativa. The funk is an indica-dominant hybrid strain bred by the one and only Granddaddy Purple as a cross between the powerful Tahoe OG and Ken's OG. It's a mellow high that won't overwhelm you, even if you're new to the medical marijuana scene. The high is slightly uplifted on set that boosts your mood and leaves you feeling happy and at ease. I like it.
What was the dominant? You said it was hybrid, but what was the dominant?
Indica!
Yeah.
Got me! In the couch!
Exactly, man. That's the only issue. Good for nighttime, though. Great for nighttime. Sure.
Yeah, dude. I'ma go home and get high and go to sleep. As an adult.
Hell yeah.
Just and I've been
car too.
Yeah, dude. Oh man, it's cool. Like, I get to drive to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I haven't had a car so long.
Be like that sometimes. Yeah, man. What else we got to talk about? What's new? Like, what's going on?
I'm not gonna go into detail at all, but like, threesomes are cool. Two chicks, let me be specific.
Did you think anybody really asked?
No, but you said what else we got to talk about. I'm still hyped about it, so.
Makes sense.
Stephanie
said she would vote for Steve Harvey for president. Only that was on video.
Yeah.
Made much more sense.
Yeah, since we're on subject, dude, who would you want to be president, man?
I don't feel like I really know.
Because
I don't feel like the right person ever ran or something. I don't know enough about politics. And, like, I'm not going to sit here and choose a celebrity.
Dude, I would. Dude.
That's how that shit should work.
Bernie Mac, bro, all day.
Yo.
I mean.
Who would handle that
dead
shit?
Dead people vote all the time, so it might as well be a dead president.
Yo, I would have fucking voted for Bernie Mac to be president.
I don't think
yeah.
that was funny.
Of course you did.
I don't know about Kobe jokes, but like.
No. How about let's not make any jokes about anybody?
Oh.
We'll make all the jokes
about
everybody.
Everybody.
That way it's fair.
Y'all are mean.
Right.
It's fair, man. Like, it's
no respect. How are you going to disrespect Kobe like that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with her, but you know, it is fair game at this point. It's been almost a year. Like, we're getting close. Like, it's 9 months.
Damn, dude, we found out right before we did the podcast.
Yeah, y'all were just wrong for that. I still don't agree with it.
I feel kind of bad about it.
Assholes.
Kind of should.
Assholes.
It's weird getting older, dude, and growing, because I be feeling bad about shit that I don't want to feel bad about.
That's how it be. It's becoming a better person.
Growth, bro.
Yeah, but it's so weird, dude.
That's the punishment for doing things.
Being weird?
No. That's just a side effect. Feeling weird about it. But anyways, the feeling bad. What did I say?
Oh, a side effect. I got you. Yo, this shit will relieve chronic pain, insomnia, migraines, multiple cirrhosis, stress.
What are we talking about? Are we still talking about Shine of the Week?
I just read it.
Like, it was a damn commercial.
Oh, man, dude.
I don't understand, man. Them commercials be, like, I don't understand medicine commercials, be real. Like, why do we need so many of them? And it's always on your, like, antenna channels and shit.
Your who?
Your antenna channels.
Right. It is.
Say it again.
The fuck are you finding it funny? Like, what's funny about antenna channels? Like,
I think I'm saying it funny, but I ain't going to say it.
You got to have antennas to get the channels.
No, that word.
Antenna?
Yeah.
What's funny about it?
Nothing.
Whatever. But yeah, you're right. It does always seem to be those channels.
JP's a dick. Like, I hate when he's laughing, and I don't know what he's laughing at. It's just like nothing.
Them commercials
I
are stupid.
I told you what I was laughing at.
Them commercials
and then
are
I said
stupid.
That
yeah,
I think
but you said, what about it?
And
yeah,
I said, I think I. You said something about saying it funny, and I was like, nah, I think I'm saying it funny. And I don't want to say
it. Oh, I never heard you say it.
Oh, word. Yeah, dude.
Oh,
I
guess that's where I got confused. Cause I never heard you say it.
Yeah, and then that's why I said that word. I don't want to say that
shit. I want to know how in them commercials.
You still on the commercial?
They read off all them shitty-ass side effects from the medication. But they be living their best life in them commercials.
Like, I shouldn't. I guess I shouldn't be asking my doctor for nothing. My doctor should be telling me what's best for me. But they also shouldn't be getting paid to just say, hey, this is what you should tell them they need.
Right. Shit is ridiculous.
That's how that shit be working.
Dude, it's the government, bro.
It's all conspiracy.
That's how they be killing people.
Yep.
Yeah, Kanye, damn. Can't remember. I think he said it was for health, like, reforming the health care. I want to say it was for free health care, but I don't think it was.
What was he doing?
Huh?
What was he doing?
I was just talking about his presidential run. I feel like we should have a form of free health care.
But, like, I think Canada has free health care.
They do, and they love it. Like, their like they pay for it in their taxes, but they don't complain. Because they can go to a doctor when they need to.
We could never do anything without complaining, dude. I want to go to fucking Canada, bro. You know how cool it would be? Dude, I heard people up there are so nice.
That's what they say. Are they really, though? I don't fucking know.
Dude, they gotta be, man. Stereotypes tend to be true a lot of times.
Sometimes it can be. But
no, like they say white guys will dress from a pot. Look at me.
They also say white guys with dreads look like their hair is just dirty.
Mine don't.
They're right. Look at you.
Look at me. Nah. Nope. Nope, it's a little bit messy because I ain't got it down, but it ain't dirty.
What you hold it in with? Jelly out the fridge?
I use any kind of nothing on my hair.
You gotta mat it in there somehow.
Nah, dude. It's time. Why don't you do it?
I'm good.
Nah, dude, do it, bro.
I don't think I need dreads. As much as I talk about white people dreads, I do not need white people
yeah,
dreads.
Yeah, dude, then change your name to Big Mike.
Nah, man, I look like Jesus right now. Like, I think I like the look.
I I can kind of see David.
There's no David.
If you didn't have the hair, you would look like a David.
No David.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, Chase.
Yeah, you gotta tell me. If he didn't have the hair, he would look like a David. I
Do
think he does.
Like a David.
Dude, you got a David shaped head.
You have a Chase shaped face.
You know, I was almost named Levi.
You don't look like a Levi, but I'll give you
like a. What are you about to say, Levi?
I guess. But I'll give you like a. Like a Elliot.
What? Nah.
You like. Yeah, you look like you'd be an Elliot without cutting your hair. Like, if you were into John Paul, you could definitely be an Elliot.
Nah. What's a Stephanie?
Huh? What's a Stephanie?
Yeah, I could see you being like. I could see you being a German chick named Helga.
Really?
Kinda.
Helga? That's what you see when you look at me, Helga?
Definitely gonna say Helga.
Really?
He's tripping.
No, but like.
Okay, Chase. Yeah.
Nah.
Fuck
when
you,
I look
Tyler.
At you, nah. I see you as like a Rebecca.
I don't see Rebecca either.
What do you see?
I like an Abby.
An Abby?
I can see it, dude.
Alrighty.
Yo, why do certain kind of people have certain kind of names? Have you noticed that?
I really don't be believing in that shit. Like, I hate when people be like, you look like a Brandon. Like, I be hating that shit. Like, the fuck you mean? I look like me.
I used to get told I look like a Stacy from somebody. Look, I went to school with this dude from, like, the sixth grade. But after we got to high school, he started calling me Stacy for some reason. I was like, you've known me since sixth grade. You know what the fuck my name is.
What?
He was like, you look like a Stacy. I'm like, really? Shut the fuck up.
What's that?
That could be more of a joke.
Yeah, what's that song that goes like, da na 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 na, Stacy's mom.
Got it going on.
Yeah.
She's all I want. Waited for so long. I hate that song, dude.
I don't really like it either.
Fucking hate. My sister loved it, so I heard it all the time.
You know that song?
What was that shit?
It was shit.
It was
that
it
was song
that
was
shit.
Shit. See, that one word makes a big difference.
You know that song, 500 Miles?
I will walk
miles and I will walk 500. I heard that not too long ago. That was my shit.
I like that song.
Y'all are weird. I just think of identity theft when I hear that song.
You don't like that song?
I fuck with it.
Right.
I wouldn't say I like it.
You definitely ain't with the funk, dude.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Man.
The song is not funk.
Dun.
It's not funk, but
dun,
like,
dun.
It's dope.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
I think that song's a little bit overrated. I do like it, but I think it's overrated. It's overused. Not overrated, overused.
I'm not even going to try because I know I can't sing. But
yeah, I can say it being overused. What's your? You used a box. What's like a? What would be an opening song for you, or was an opening song for you? Something get you pumped.
What was that song? Only the strong will continue.
I don't know.
I come out to that on my first one.
I don't know if I know it.
You probably heard me play it before.
Word. But by who?
Damian Marley and Nas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard you play it.
Yeah, dude, that shit. I had to get that tattooed on me. That shit is hard. What about you?
I had a playlist I'd go through before football games.
I've always fantasized about coming out to I'll Whip Your Hair Boy. 50 Cent. I'll Whip Your Hair Boy.
I remember We Ready being one of them.
I don't think I know that song.
Wasn't that,
you said what?
We Ready. Wasn't that the Pastor Troy?
We Ready. Yeah.
Pastor Troy, dude. His nice ass fucking Jeep.
But yeah, that was one of them. I feel like that was the last one I'd listen to. Because that's what I was trying to remember. What was the last one I listened to? Because that's supposed to be the hype song. And I feel like it was that one. But I'm not sure.
What's it called?
We Ready.
I'll check it out.
That was mainly because, like, it reminded me of, like, all my years of football. That was always a thing. And it's a hype song. So. But there were some other ones. I was trying to remember some of the other ones, but I don't remember now. I'd have to actually think about it. Like, being put on the spot made me, like, blank. And now I'm like, damn, what were some of my songs?
Music definitely helped me get hyped up, dude, for anything.
Yeah. Their warm-ups, they'd always play Put On by Jeezy. I liked hearing that before the games.
I can see that. I can see it. That shit probably be tight. Did I just put that song on my playlist, like, a couple days ago?
Yo, anything with is old school, but Lil Jon and Scrappy will get you hyped, too.
Yeah. I know Knuck If You Buck was always one.
I'm really not too familiar with that song, to be real.
Man, I never learned the lyrics that well as I should have for as many times as I've heard the song. But it's just fucking hype, regardless.
I have to check that out again, too. The last time I listened to it, I think I was, like, too drunk to pay attention. Probably at one of our parties.
I'm glad this is a bonus episode. We have really just rambled for, like, 40 minutes. Like, we ain't hardly talk about shit. We ain't hardly got shit to talk about. Like, we just high, just fucking talking.
I'm debating on if I want to take another shot.
Do it. I will go pour it.
Oh, I don't want a big ass one.
I got you, BBRB.
I still gotta work.
Take a shot. Now smoking shit, like drinking beer. What should we talk about where he's going? Like, how do we talk shit about him behind his back? This is your chance.
He needs that hair done.
That's what you go to. That's not really fair because he knows that.
Damn.
Like,
it.
He was just talking about he wants to be one of those guys that starts doing his hair all the time. White dresses are just hard to keep up, man. Like, why they be looking like shit?
I don't know. One of my cousins has dreads, and she keeps them up pretty well.
But I bet it takes a lot of money and a lot of time, though.
Oh, shit. That's a big one. I should ask for a chaser. I'm like, oh.
I don't know. I wouldn't be, like, half the reason why I grow my beard and my hair is because I just be lazy and don't want to spend even $12. Like, why should I spend $12 to get, like, you to just buzz my hair off? But, like, it's cool if I grow my hair out first and then ask you to do it. But why would I do this every week? Every 2 weeks? Like, shit, I'm coming once every 6 months. Fucking. Which I ain't been in a while, right? Now, my hair is long as fuck right now, but usually that's how it was. I get my hair cut, like, twice a year or some shit. Usually. I don't even know how long it's been since I got a haircut now, though.
Dude, let it get longer.
I don't know how much longer.
Dude, all the way longer.
Nah, not all the way longer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like how that sounds. I don't know what it means, but I like how it sounds. So, nah.
Did you know how shit your shit was a year ago compared to now? There's a picture of us partying in my crew. And.
Oh, yeah. It is a big difference.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I cut my hair last. I don't know how long it's been.
Why cut it?
I was just saying I don't remember when I did. Like, I'm trying to think about how long did it take to grow my hair out like this.
Dude, grow it like 20 feet. Bro.
Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, probably.
Grow it like, dude. What?
Wait, I challenge
you.
You
say 20 feet?
Yeah.
I'm only 6 foot tall, like 6 foot three. Like, why the fuck would I have 20 foot hair?
That'd be ridiculous.
Like, I don't even want hair long, as long as yours.
My hair's not even long, dude.
It's longer than mine.
I can't wait till my shit gets long.
Like, there's no reason for my hair to be as long as your longest dreads.
There's every reason.
There's
yeah, dude, that shit's tight.
That shit would be insane.
That's like, what do I do with it? That's just in the way, like, nah. It couldn't be that long.
Hair does get annoying, yeah, like, for real.
I know.
That's why after my shit grows so long, I'll be ready to cut it off.
I also don't think I should braid my hair either, so it's like, it's just always just flowing. Like, nah.
Pull it back in a ponytail.
Nah, I'm not really with the ponytail. I do it when I need to.
Well, why don't you get with it? Like, what's wrong with it?
I don't know, man. I just don't fuck with the ponytail.
Buns?
Fuck, nah. What kind of man do you take me for? Don't look like a man bun type of guy.
I mean, no, but you never know.
I know. I'm not fucking with it.
Yeah, Brandon is not a man bun kind of dude.
It's hard to put my hair in a ponytail for the first time. I'm about to just cut my hair rather than put it in a ponytail.
What do you mean it was hard?
Like, I was about to just cut my hair rather than have to put it in a ponytail.
Oh, why?
Because fuck a ponytail. Like, if you need a ponytail, you just don't need the hair.
I'm wearing one right now. Dude, I definitely need my hair.
Then you don't need the ponytail.
Maybe you
I do need the ponytail.
Fuck the ponytail. Be a real man. Doesn't need a ponytail. If he needs a ponytail, he don't need the hair.
I mean, well, I want my shit to go down my back and not in my face.
Alright. Me too, but I just deal with it.
Well, see, I don't. Because I don't have to.
I put on a hat and it holds it back for me. You said what?
I said you should let me cut your hair.
Cut my hair?
Cut your
nah,
cut
dude.
Your
why
hair.
Would I let you cut?
Right, don't
my
submit
hair.
To her slavery.
Why not?
Like, even when I want to, maybe if I just want to buzz.
No, I'm joking.
I've let you do that before, but I did like half of it myself.
I'd fuck your hair up, probably.
Like, I just had to start to buzz my head, and I still had to do like half of it myself.
I did my beard.
I mean, if you want to call it a beard, but cool.
I knew I was going to have to start dealing with this again.
Well, there's some little hairs on your chinny chin chin. Nice mustache, though. You grow pretty well, mustache.
You know what? I did my mustache, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ready to wrap this up? You got anything to talk about? Yeah, this is one of those, like, I might have to listen back to if I'm going to put this one out. Like, we're going to talk about shit. I don't know, but if we do put this out, follow us at JP's Groove.
JP's Groove.
At the OS Pod.
Only if you're with the funk. If you ain't with the funk, we ain't with you.
We ain't with it. All right, we out.